plate a potential nugget.
The other statement that you make in the book, which in a way captures the essence of the book, right? Which is you don't rise to the level of your goals, you fall to the level of your systems. I thought that phrase pretty much captures the essence of the entire book. What's the insight here, James? And how do you see this playing out in organizations that you work with?
Yeah, so I think you're right. That's certainly one of the core themes of the book. And that phrase, we do not rise to the level of our goals, we fall to the level of our systems. What I'm really trying to get at with that is the distinction between our desired outcomes and our daily habits. Because a lot of the time, whether it's an individual or an organization that I work with, when they want to change their behavior, they often start by trying to set a larger goal. Let's double revenue this quarter, or I want to lose a certain amount of weight in the next 3 months, or whatever it is. And we think, well, if I just have bigger goals, if I try to take massive action, then I'll get these massive results. But the truth is, the goal is actually the easy part. And it's also fairly common among people in your particular industry to have the same goals. You know, like if 100 people apply for a job, presumably every candidate has the goal of getting the job. Or if 30 teams compete in the league for the same championship, presumably every team has the goal of winning the championship. And so if the winners and the losers in that domain have the same goals, the goal cannot be the thing that makes the difference. And that doesn't mean that goals are useless. Goals can be useful for setting a sense of direction, developing clarity, understanding where you want to focus. But once you understand that, once you understand where you want to allocate your attention and energy, it's useful to sort of put the goal on the shelf, philosophically speaking, and focus almost exclusively on the system. And I would define the system as the collection of daily habits that you follow and take you toward a particular goal. So ultimately, what we're looking for, of course, is to align the desired outcome, the goal, with your daily habits, the system. But whether you have the goal or not, and this is why I think it's so useful to focus on the system, your habits will carry you to a place whether you want them to or not, right? And so I think, like, for example, a useful question to ask yourself is, can my current habits carry me to my desired future? And what you find is that a lot of the time they cannot. If you just keep repeating the same habits that you have today, will you end up where you want to end up? And what that is getting at, what that is showing you, is how much more powerful the system is than the goal. Whenever a system runs, it inevitably moves towards some destination. And what you want is to make sure that that destination is aligned with this system that you have, that your desired outcome and your daily habits are in alignment. But if they're not, the goal is not the thing that wins. If there's a difference between the system and the goal, the system always wins.
This insight reminds me of my conversation with Tasha Urich, a leading thinker in the area of widening self-awareness. When I asked her about her research, she basically said that the paradox with self-awareness is that when you ask the really intrinsically self-aware people what the secret is, they're often modest and they don't have much to offer. So she said she went about studying people who started off in a poor place, who weren't really self-aware to start with, but over time improved their self-awareness. She calls them self-awareness unicorns, and she talks about them here.
They made the decision that it was worth the time and energy and sometimes the pains of self-discovery for them to go on that journey. And what I love about that for the rest of us is it shows us that anyone can make that decision. And it's definitely hard to make that decision every day. And I'm a pragmatist. I always say that if we can decide to be braver but wiser more than half the time, we're probably in really good shape. And by the way, our unicorns aren't perfect, magical human beings. They're flawed and imperfect, just like all of us are. So that was the first thing. The other thing I'd say is, and I'm sure we can talk about this more, but they had really well-defined daily practices to improve their self-awareness. So that doesn't mean that they spend ridiculous amounts of time developing their self-awareness. We actually found that in some ways they spend less time with more benefit if they use the right approach. But things like regularly soliciting feedback from people who want them to be successful and will tell them the truth. Things like reflecting at the end of every day, asking, we call them daily check-ins, what went well today? What didn't go so well today? And then how can I be smarter tomorrow? But I think, you know, just as a sort of final point of the broad brush of what made them different was they didn't get into a cycle where they were navel gazing just to navel gaze. It was very strategic and smart and purpose driven. And I think that's important for us to remember, because sometimes people see self-awareness as just this, you know, almost too daunting to even think about process, right? Where it's like, I've got to go into deep psychological excavation mode for several years. It really isn't like that. And that was what was so freeing to me about what the unicorns taught us, is it's really about those daily practices that foster incremental insight over time.
Back to what James says, I guess it's the small things that they did, but not the big goals that made the difference. Thank you for listening. For more, please visit playtopotential.com. If you're deriving value from the content and want to show your gratitude to the podcast, I request you to pay it forward by contributing to an organization that I'm supporting, Antarang Foundation. It helps thousands of children from challenging backgrounds play to their unique potential. Please visit the Pay It Forward section at playtopotential.com to know more.